Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies today with a high of 59. Lows level off around 36. Tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, highs around 71. More clouds than sun Friday with daytime highs approaching 75. 82, slight chance of thunderstorms Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 43 degrees.
Kansas Middlebury Thunderbird News. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's been a relatively dry springtime. That's at least according to Kansas Governor Laura Kelly after issuing a proclamation approving an updated drought declaration for all 105 counties across the state of Kansas. As according to the Kansas Water Office, they reported that drought conditions have worsened across much of the state for the spring of 2026, with several counties now in the danger of extreme lack of precipitation. In a statement from Governor Kelly, she said, quote, while parts of eastern Kansas have seen significant rainfall, much of the state, especially western Kansas, continues to experience persistent precipitation deficits. As we head into a warmer and potentially drier period, I encourage all Kansans to take proactive steps to conserve water and remain aware of how these conditions can affect our daily lives. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has said that the Central Mall in Salina, Kansas, must remain closed with all of its stores, with the ongoing notice of a demolition finishing up with asbestos testing being performed at the facility.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Warm weather is the perfect time to upgrade your outdoor space. Let the experts at Burwell Construction transform your backyard with a beautiful patio cover or pergola designed to add comfort, shade, and style to your home. Imagine relaxing outside, entertaining friends, or enjoying a Kansas sunset without the worry of weather. Quality craftsmanship, dependable service, and outdoor spaces built to last. That's what you get with Burwell Construction. Call today, 794-3430, 316-794-3430, or burwellconstruction.com.
There's a new opportunity at Milford Lake in the state of Kansas as individuals may be heading out to the lake with their RVs over the next few weeks as the warmer weather continues on in the Mid-America region. As according to the owners of the RV park at Milford Lake, they say they've given it a major makeover and rebranding this year. As a report from the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks say that the former Flagstop Resort and RV park will find some big changes, with the park being rebranded as part of the Campgrounds of America, or KOA, travel destination as of April this year, offering people the chance to enjoy the lake with some added new amenities. As according to officials, they say the rebrand at the location for the KOA took significant time and effort, as wildlife officials say that they have been working on rebranding and updating many of the amenities at different lakes and wildlife facilities around the state. The KOA now maintains 6 different campground areas around the state of Kansas, where you can find more from the Milford Lake along with other lakes and wildlife locations around the state of Kansas by going to the website at KOA.com. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Don't risk finding out if your farm is underinsured when you have a loss. Insuring to the accurate value of your livestock, equipment, structures, and inventory is an important consideration when reviewing your insurance coverage. Blue Valley Insurance can help you protect your farm or ranch with a tailored policy that combines various coverage into one convenient package. Let's discuss your need and keep your property values up to date at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska Attorney General Mike Hilgers has announced that there is a near $7.4 billion settlement that will be reached with Purdue Pharma and its owners, as the state of Nebraska is expected to receive just over $19.7 million from the ongoing settlement. It was a nationwide settlement with different attorneys generals across the country signing on board, including with Hilgers, regarding the investigations and litigation over Purdue's and the Sacklers' role in fueling the opioid crisis for nearly a decade, as the attorney Attorney General launched the multi-state investigation back in 2016. According to the court reports, they say the settlement funds will be distributed for the first 3 years, with the Sackler family itself paying more than $1.4 billion, following approximately an additional $500 million in the May of 2027, $500 million in the May of 2028, and $400 million in May of 2029. The case ended up reaching the U.S. Supreme Court back in June of 2024. Mid-America Network News.
Spring season is here, and it's time to get back out in the fields. It's planting season, farmers, and the Mid-America Ag Network is your go-to source to help you prepare your farm. Stay tuned as we give you the latest information, all including soil temperature reports, humidity reports, weather reports, soil saturation, and much, much more. Plus, we'll be covering planting progress from Texas all the way up to the Dakotas all through the season. Keep your planting season on track this year with the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A meeting in Pottawatomie County is planned Wednesday evening, May 6th, with Beltline Energy to further conversation about data centers and their development. The event is not being hosted by the county, which is under consideration for such development. The topic has created discussion nationwide as sizable operations are being considered and proposed in many locations. Local concerns with huge energy and water source demands, along with facility size, have created resistance in many areas. The public is welcome to the town hall conversation Wednesday evening at 6:30 at the Ironclad Co-working and Event Center in Wamego at 427 Lincoln Avenue. Reportedly, several landowners in the Emmett area have been contacted by an Atlanta firm seeking to purchase ground for such a center. Pottawatomie County Planning Commission met last week to discuss zoning regulations and options. After adopting any such regulation, a public hearing would be scheduled for input prior to consideration by county commissioners. At this point, any questions should be directed to the Planning and Zoning Office in Pottawatomie County. In related action, the Riley County Commission Monday began consideration of next steps in a conversation after enacting a six-month moratorium on data center projects. Riley County Planning Director addressed commissioners this week regarding possibilities on information they could seek during this period as to impacts locally and where the county might go if future projects are initiated. A rural health clinic is proposed by the Washington County Hospital Board. At their April board meeting, a rendering was presented of a facility which would be located on the old nursing home property, which was previously acquired. Concerns with an industrial feel to the design were expressed, with no interior image provided. A Wichita consulting firm, who had led remodeling of the Washington County Hospital several years ago, provided the draft, indicating that a lump sum of $170,000 would cover design and development of a 5,000 to 6,000 square foot building that would support up to four medical providers with a dozen patient care rooms. A timeline would range from 18 to 20 months from approval, cost determined through a bid process, which would likely be funded in part through grants. In addition, a helipad design, which could be located on hospital-owned property, was presented. No decisions were made on either project. One Marysville will host a historic talk Thursday at noon featuring Michelle Spencer, a historical researcher, who will share the life and times of a Marysville milliner, Matilda Lorkey, who operated a longtime business for over 70 years in downtown Marysville in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. The conversation will examine how her work, business sense, and family ties shaped a portion of Marysville's proposed downtown historic district. The program is part of One Marysville's effort to help residents, business owners, and property owners better understand the proposed historic district, people behind the buildings, and the role downtown has played in Marysville development. Public is welcome with a complimentary lunch provided Thursday at noon at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art in Marysville. For information, contact One Marysville office at 562-3101. Southern Gage County organizations may apply for Morris Grant estate funds that directly benefit the Wymore and Blue Springs communities. Applications are open through June 1st with information online at gagecountyfoundation.org/grants. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Wednesday, Swiss steak, seasoned mashed potatoes, green beans, and diced peaches. Tomorrow, pork loin, scalloped potatoes, broccoli, and fresh fruit.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming, but at United Bank and Trust, we strive to make the process as smooth and beneficial for you as possible. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. With our flexible IRA options, we can help turn these dreams into a plan. It's your hard-earned money, and we want you to have every opportunity to enjoy it when you need it the most. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Celebrate Mother's Day weekend with Barbara's Farm. Visit Barbara's Farm at the Masonic Lodge in Marysville for a beautiful selection of flowers, plants, and gifts. Then be sure to stop by the Mother's Day Market at the Marysville City Park, where Barbara's Farm will also be featured. Find the perfect blooms for your mom this Mother's Day weekend.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying cloudy today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Sunshine throughout Thursday, warmer with our highs in the lower 70s. Southwest winds 5 to 15 and gusting up to 25. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the mid 40s. Staying sunny throughout Friday with our highs in the mid 70s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Staying sunny as we head into Saturday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then some scattered showers possible into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And more showers possible throughout Sunday, otherwise staying mostly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Some rain showers are possible into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. And sunshine throughout Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Staying clear throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And more sunshine Tuesday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early May, 71. Record high on this date, 89. The average low, 47. The record low, 25. Sunset this evening, 8:24. Sunrise in the morning at 6:24.
Wow. Prices are high for everything, and trying to get all the value for your money is top priority right now. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know it's important to get the best care at a great price. Our prices are economical. All amenities are included, such as tissues, briefs, toothbrushes, toothpaste. We have spacious rooms with private bathrooms. Our therapy department is not contracted, but our own staff. We have great outcomes in wounds, therapy, and return to home success. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
Still unbeaten this postseason. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. On the ice, Avs Hurricanes have yet to lose. NBA, ditto for the Thunder.
The Thunder will dribble it out and into a Game 1 win in the Western Conference semifinal against the Lakers, and they do it in fine, extended, methodical fashion.
WWLS 98-1, the Sports Animal. Thunder, an 18-point win in Game 1, 108-90. OKC, the first defending champ to start the playoffs 5-0 since the Cavs won their first 10 in 2017. In the East, Pistons pull away in the final 5.5 minutes to beat Cleveland by 10 in their series opener, 111-101. Detroit had dropped its last six Game 1, so it's the first time they've been leading in a playoff series since 2008. Game 2 tomorrow. Victor Wembanyama had a dozen blocks in the Game 1 loss to Minnesota this week. The Wolves say, you know, a third of those were goaltending. On the ice, after scoring 9 goals in the series opener, the Avs score 5 more in Game 2, 5-2 win over the Wild. Colorado taking the first 2 at home. Avs, like Carolina, 6-0 this postseason. First time we've had multiple teams with at least 6 wins to start the postseason since 1999. Maple Leafs win the NHL draft lottery. Sharks have the number 2 pick. Baseball, the Braves edge the Mariners 3-2. Atlanta with baseball's best record at 26-11. Yankees beat the Rangers. New York has the best record in the American League. Cubs top the Reds 3-2 in 10 innings. Chicago's second straight walk-off win. Astros get to Shohei Ohtani for a couple of runs over 7 innings. Houston beats the Dodgers 2-1. Phillies over the Athletics 9-1. They've won 7 of 8 since the managerial change. Rays edge the Blue Jays 4-3. Red Sox 10-3 over the Tigers. Detroit starter Framber Valdez gives up 10 runs in 3 innings, including back-to-back home runs, after which he hit Trevor Story. His manager, A.J. Hinch, taking issue with it. Quote, we played really good brand of baseball here. That didn't feel like it. 8-time WNBA All-Star Tina Charles calls it a career. She retires.
From ABC News and Good Morning America, I'm Lori Bergamotto. Today's Brightly Moment is brought to you by Macy's. This Mother's Day, a special video from the GMA Vault.
Oh my God. You made it.
It was graduation day for Sabrina Hill, an Air Force veteran, receiving her associate's degree in nursing from Purdue University. She hadn't seen her son, Blaine Yuhas, an active duty Army specialist serving overseas, for 9 months until...
Welcome home!
It was a long drive and long flight to West Lafayette, Indiana, but Blaine says surprising his mom was worth every mile.
After a month of not seeing me, she was sobbing, so gonna be something special.
Purdue Global's graduation team worked with Blaine to arrange the Mother's Day surprise.
Sabrina Hill, U.S. Air Force veteran.
This Brightly Moment has been brought to you by Macy's. This Mother's Day, let Macy's be your guide to gifting.
Come home with independence you deserve. The Hanover Housing Authority has a place for you. Comfortable, affording housing in 1 or 2 bedroom apartments close to schools and businesses around Hanover. Apartments are income-based and applicants must pass the approval process. Live the style of life you prefer, all while staying connected to the community. Offering housing solutions to Hanover and beyond. Contact the Hanover Housing Authority today and live independently together.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram encourages the graduating class from Beatrice High School to continue their education. The climb up the corporate ladder is not an easy one. Take pride in your accomplishments. Good luck, graduates. From Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where value meets values. Twin Rivers Ford is proud of the Fairbury graduating class of 2026. These young adults are ready to make the next step in making their dreams become reality. You have the drive and dedication to be a great success. From Twin Rivers Ford in Fairbury, visit our website at twinriversford.com.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. After a stumbling start to the session, stocks finished higher on Tuesday. The broad market S&P gained 0.8%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ popped 1%, both closing at new all-time highs. The Dow added 356 points to finish at 49,298. Accelerating fuel prices might have summer vacationers tapping the brakes. Gas Buddy puts the national average for regular gas at $4.50 a gallon for the first time in nearly 4 years. The average in California is well over $6. Criminals trolling the dark web are finding personal data that's helping them to pose as bank employees or FBI agents, then drain victims' accounts. The real FBI received nearly 200,000 complaints last year of spoof phishing incidents. Competition from the vast array of streaming services available at home hasn't kept Americans from going out to the movies. AMC says first quarter revenues topped $1 billion and theater attendance was up 13%. Jim Ryan, ABC.
Market information from the Mid-America Egg Network. I'm James Garrett. Good Wednesday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the third day of the trade week here in just a little bit. Let's take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day. And there were a lot of red numbers across the board. For the grains market, it was a weak day from the very start as all of these numbers were in the red and none of them made a push into the green at all throughout the day. For the seeds market, there were a few more green numbers across the board over here, but otherwise, most of these finished up in the red. And for the livestock, it was a strong day yesterday after experiencing losses from the previous 2 days as both the cattle and the hogs were well in the green from start to finish yesterday. In the corn market, July corn down 5 3/4 at 480 even, and September down a nickel at 485 1/2. Kansas City wheat for July down 4 1/2 at 690 even, and September down 5 1/4 at 701 1/4. In the oats market, July oats down a penny at 358 1/2, and September down a 0.25 cent at 366 even. In the bean market, July beans down 11 1/4 at 1211 and a half in August, down 11 cents at 12.05 even. Soybean meal for July down 50 cents at 3.2040 and August down $1.50 at 3.1550. Soybean oil for July up 38 cents at 76.91 and August up 36 cents at 75.23. In the canola market, July canola down $1.50 at 7.5730 and November down $1.10 at 7.6210. In the cotton market, July cotton up $1.88 at 84.80 and December up $1.59 at 85.27. In the energies, after gains back on Monday's trade day, we started to see losses again come Tuesday. Crude oil for June down 4.37 at 102.05 and July down 3.56 at 97.95. Unleaded gas for June down 11 cents to 3.61 and July down a dime at 3.46. Heating oil for June down 4 cents to 4.02 and natural gas for June down 7 cents at 2.79. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Spring season is here, and it's time to get back out in the fields. It's planting season, farmers, and the Mid-America Ag Network is your go-to source to help you prepare your farm. Stay tuned as we give you the latest information, all including soil temperature reports, humidity reports, weather reports, soil saturation, and much, much more. Plus, we'll be covering planting progress from Texas all the way up to the Dakotas all through the season. Keep your planting season on track this year with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Visit Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service in Andover for your steel outdoor power tools this season. From legendary chainsaws and dependable trimmers to powerful blowers, hardworking hedge trimmers, power washers, sprayers, and more, steel is designed for reliability and built for the long haul. Stop by Maximum Outdoor Equipment in Andover, your authorized local steel dealer, for your outdoor power tool needs. South of 21st and Andover Road or MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Colton Tripp. With the Kansas legislature recently coming to a close, K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen discusses recent amendments in laws that have passed for the 2025-2026 session, describing new squatter laws, explaining that cattle rustling will have higher penalties starting July 1st, and new fees for seed wholesalers.
What the legislature has done now is basically make it easier to get somebody off your property that is not supposed to be there. And we've got remote buildings and remote, maybe abandoned houses in agriculture. And people may move into those and become what the law calls a squatter on your property. And there used to be quite a detailed process to go through to get them out of there. And now what this allows this to be, other than a drawn out civil eviction, you can now just submit a notarized affidavit to local law enforcement stating that the occupant is unauthorized. And on that affidavit, you're saying that the occupant entered in your property and remains there unlawfully. They're not a tenant. They're not my farm tenant. They're not a holdover tenant. And it's not anybody that's in my immediate family. It's because you can't boot those people out. And they've already been asked to leave, but they've been refused. And so once you do that and you meet those requirements, you file the affidavit and local officials can get them out of there in 24 hours.
McOwen explains that cattle rustling will be consistently moving to a felony charge.
Well, I'd say if you're in the business of cattle rustling, you better get your business transactions in Kansas done, get your cattle stolen before July 1, because the laws are going to change. Of course, I'm talking tongue-in-cheek there. But the law really gets much stricter in Kansas starting July 1. We're moving from a misdemeanor, potentially based on the value of the livestock stolen, to a felony right off the bat. They're not paying any attention to the value of the livestock. Theft of cattle and horses, as well as farm machinery, is going to go to a level 5 non-person felony. Again, not paying any attention to value.
He highlights expanded fees for seed wholesalers.
Well, we've got seed registration fees. So there's an amendment to the Kansas seed law. The Plant Pest and Ag Conservation Fee Fund has been amended. And what they've done is increase the maximum allowable registration fees for seed wholesalers, as well as the retailers on this. And each registration is required for each place of business. So if an individual operates as both a wholesaler and a retailer at the same location, they have to register and pay for both categories.
That was K-State and Washburn law professor Roger McOwen on recent policy changes passed through the Kansas legislature that can impact Kansas agricultural producers. I'm Colton Tripp, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Manhattan Fish Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building a special back-to-grass cow sale and bread heifer sale Wednesday, May the 6th, starting 11 a.m. on 65 Big Fancy Northern Origin Angus First Calf Heifers. They'll have February AI sired calves. There'll be 100 choice black and red Angus and sem-Angus First Calf Heifers with 30 to 70-day-old calves, 250 red Angus, black Angus, and sem-Angus cows 3 years to older. They'll have 30 to 90-day-old calves. Fall bred heifers include over 175 choice black Angus, red Angus, and sem Angus. Fall bred first calf heifers, they're AI and bull bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for late August through October calves. Replacement heifers include 40 choice home raised, calf-fed, vaccinated black replacement heifers weighing 8 1/4 to 8.75. Breeding bulls offered will be Angus, Balancer, Geldie, and Bull Hereford bulls. They'll be 15 and 24 months old. Fall bred cows include over 400 black Sim Angus, black, white face, and Hereford cows. They'll be 3 years to older, bred to Angus, Sim Angus, and Hereford bulls for August through October calving. These cows, consignments, and more will sell Wednesday, May the 6th at the Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas.
We used to accessorize our bicycles with a bell on the handlebars or baseball cards on the spokes. We'll tell you how it's done 21st century style on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 6th, the 126th day of the year. Actor George Clooney shares a birthday with musician Bob Seger, and on this day in 1915, Babe Ruth hit his first major league home run. Fair weather bicyclists like us are just getting our bikes out of winter storage. We've noticed a few trends being adopted by more enthusiastic bikers. If athletic garb is too casual for riding to work, there are now blazers and trousers made for riding, with reflective accents in their design. There's a slew of high-tech bicycle add-ons that can enhance your ride. How about wheel sensors that warn you of approaching potholes? And you can accessorize your ride with a hidden satellite locator, so even if your bike is stolen, it's not lost. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
My family loves Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville. Mom says their cars are top quality, and Dad says their service is the best around. Me, I like all the cool features their vehicles offer. From sales, service, rentals, and more, they've got everything you need. So check out Crown Over Auto Sales and let them hand you the keys with no unnecessary fees.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. New head coach for the Kansas State Wildcats basketball team says that he's looking forward to the 2026-27 basketball season as the transfer portal continues on and recruiting has happened throughout the Big 12 Conference, saying that he's excited to see some of the players that are coming onto the team for the next year.
I want guys that are about the team, you know, and in our conversations, whether that with those resumed conversations or in person, I wanted to make it really clear that I didn't want any of these guys coming to K-State if they were concerned about anything more than winning and being a great teammate and playing together as a team. It's just not going to work out well for anybody if that's not their number one agenda. Now, I'm not naive to the fact that all these guys are coming and they want to be superstars and they want to have great roles and everything else, and several of them will. They all chose K-State because of the message they heard. And so just reinforcing that on a daily basis will be really important to us.
According to Alexander, he says it's about developing young talent that will show growth over time.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you. with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The Kansas Jayhawks women's golf team is going into the big dance for the fourth straight season for 2026. As KSNT News reports, according to the Jayhawks, they have been selected as the number 7 seed for the Ann Arbor Regional, hosted by number 1 seed USC. That comes after the Jayhawks ended up winning the Columbus Regional last season, where they were the first NCAA regional victory for the Jayhawks as the golf team continues to increase in popularity. Kansas will be joined by other Big 12 foes as well, including the Texas Tech Red Raiders that are coming in as a number 8 seed. The Ann Arbor Regional will be going from May 11th through May 13th from the University of Michigan's golf course. At the same time, the Kansas women's tennis team wrapped up this past weekend competing in the 2026 NCAA tennis tournament, where they headed down to Norman, Oklahoma, taking on the number 6 seed Oklahoma Sooners for the first round this past Saturday. Joining the tournament has been the 8th appearance for the Jayhawks, having been selected for the NCAA tournament under head coach Chapman, where they appeared last season in 2025, facing off against South Carolina in the first round, but fell 4-0.
Part shopping, part treasure, live music, food trucks, and more. It's the 50th annual Mother's Day Market in Marysville this Saturday and Sunday. The operating hours are 9 to 6 Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. Plus, the barbecue serves at the Helvering Center with carryout or dine-in Sunday from 11 to 2. Don't miss the 50th annual Mother's Day Market this Saturday and Sunday at Marysville City Park. Join the fun in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from First Commerce Bank, Heritage Inn Express, Brunei Implement, Free CPA, Kramer Oil and CJ Express, and Tension Corporation.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies today with a high of 59. Lows of aloft around 36. Tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, highs around 71. More clouds than sun Friday, with daytime highs approaching 75. 82, slight chance of thunderstorms Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 43 degrees.
KNDY. Since 1974, we've been here for you. 95.5 KNDY.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $3 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Find the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief today for a free consultation.
Call 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You know that Chick-fil-A sells more than chicken, right?
Hello, my name is Jaleesa, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is how it's all of my favorite breakfast items in one good bite. That fluffy egg, that melty cheese, with that perfectly grilled sausage, it just gives you that warmth, that comfort food that you love. It is the best possible option for a classic breakfast. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
Comfort is calling. Order a Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit with Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
A small business affirmation from Progressive. Food truck owners, today business will be booming. People will love your new menu and not make special orders. You will not roll your eyes when someone calls it a quesadilla. You will also switch to Progressive to get 30 customizable coverage options and restore your inner peace. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Furnished by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call TermBusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline. Not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Your day starts with local news at 7, noon, and 5, plus hourly updates from ABC News. 95.5 KNDY.